From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Thanksgiving approaches, and in your mind, I'll bet you can already imagine the turkey roasting, filling the house with that distinctive Thanksgiving smell. But wait, food writer Mark Bittman says maybe there's a better way. He's the author of How to Cook Everything, and this holiday, he's proposing a break from Thanksgiving tradition.
Let's put it this way. Does anyone ever go to a restaurant and say, bring me some roast turkey? I mean, very, very rarely. Does anyone cook turkey except for when they think they're supposed to cook it at a holiday? Also very rarely. The fact is, it's not one of our favorite meats. It's not even our favorite bird. And there are many things that simply taste better, largely because they're intrinsically more flavorful, or they cook better or more evenly, or guess what? They have more fat in them.
So what would be on your list, Mark, of alternatives to turkey?
You know, the three sort of classics, the thing that come most readily to mind or most readily available and just are the best things are a standing rib roast, which is just totally classic, beloved by all omnivores, a leg of lamb, which makes a beautiful presentation and is, you know, really delicious cut of meat, and the crown roast of pork, which also looks magnificent and has the benefit of being a little more unusual than the other two.
And how would you make them? What suggestions would you have for how to cook them?
You know, any of these big cuts of meat are great stuck in the oven at high heat and cooked until they're done. I mean, with salt and pepper, these are the classic cuts of meat that taste great without doing anything to them. You can, of course, add herbs, add spices, add garlic, olive oil. Pork is great roasted on top of potatoes. Lamb is wonderful with sort of a soy cracked black pepper mixture rubbed onto it, and so on. But these are the cuts of meat that taste like what people want meat to taste like. So if you salt and pepper them and roast them at high enough heat so that they get some kind of crackly crust on them, people are going to love them.
And crown roasted pork, I think you can stuff too, right? So you'd get that stuffing benefit for those people who are just after the stuffing.
You can stuff a crown roasted pork. You can also cook stuffing separately of turkey or pork or anything else, and it's really great that way.
You know, the benefit of a turkey, or one of them anyway, is that it just feeds a tremendous number of people, and you've got leftovers for days to come, probably. But what about if you're cooking for just a couple of people? What would you do then?
Well, there are a couple of options there that I really like. One is, if it's literally two people, roast the chicken. I mean, you buy a good chicken, you roast it, it takes an hour or less. If it's really two of you, you still have some leftovers because hardly anyone eats a whole half of a chicken. And there's really nothing better. If you're looking at a crowd of four to six people, you might think about a capon, which is a bird that's seen most often at holiday times. Technically, it's a castrated rooster, so therefore it's a male that gains a lot of fat and becomes real flavorful, and they weigh in 6 pounds, 8 pounds, even a little bit more. And so, again, you can feed a small crowd with that. The other thing is, and this is very traditional, North America was filled with salmon when the colonists came, and there was so much salmon that reportedly you could walk across rivers on their backs. Now, this, I suppose, is apocryphal, but
you think?
There was so much salmon that indentured servants and paid servants had written into their contracts that they couldn't be fed salmon more than two or three times a week because it was just omnipresent. But in any case, salmon is completely traditional, and if it's two people, you can roast a small fillet of salmon with just some butter or olive oil and herbs. Or if it's more, you can poach a whole fish and serve it with a dill sauce or cucumber sauce or whatever you like. But, I mean, these are not anti-traditional. I'm not saying, you know, let's have Vietnamese food for Thanksgiving. I'm saying let's have classic traditional foods that aren't turkey, or at least let's consider that.
Well, carving the Thanksgiving salmon doesn't have quite the same ring to it, does it?
No, you know, there's really no reason not to eat turkey if you want to. And a close friend of mine who's higher up in the food world believes that the classic Thanksgiving is, in fact, overcooked turkey saturated with gravy, because that's really what people want. And he feels give the people what they want.
Mark, thanks so much.
It's great to be here, Melissa.
Mark Bittman, author of How to Cook Everything and the New York Times food column The Minimalist. He talks with us from time to time about food and cooking. You can find some of Mark's non-turkey recipes and some vegetarian suggestions at our website, npr.org.